My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
This is a WEEI special broadcast. It's day one of the WEEI Ness and Jimmy Fund Radio Telethon. Presented by Arbella Insurance. Here for the Jimmy Fund. Here for good.
Now, live from Fenway Park,
it's the Greg Hill Show.
With Greg Hill, Jermaine Wiggins, and Courtney Cox.
And you are off to a pretty amazing start after hour number one on day number one of 2 days of this year's WEEI Ness and Jimmy Fund Radio Telethon. Over $52,000 donated so far this morning. Thanks for that. We are looking at, staring at, $775,000 match for this show over 2 days from our friend Rob Hale. So we gotta, we gotta get half of that by the end of this morning. We can do it.
We can backload
it tomorrow, but I like to get the work done early, Curtis.
Yeah.
So I guess we gotta be about, math, not my thing, 375,000,
somewhere around there.
By the end, just about your monthly fee.
Yeah. Okay, so.
And it is very nice. I've been patrolling Twitch this morning,
yes,
and they are donating.
Oh,
so
awesome.
The Twitchers have come out loud this morning, and
awesome,
they have been giving.
Well, you can watch the show on Twitch. You can watch the show on YouTube. And thanks to those of you who do, just go to Twitch and follow WEEI. Do the same on YouTube. We'll be joined later on this morning at about 9:30 by David Ortiz and by Jason Veritek. It's hard to believe, Curtis, but 20 years since 2004, and I think you said you've never in your illustrious radio career never spoken to Jason Veritek.
Never. No,
wow.
we had the opportunity, Ken and I, out in Springfield to talk to out in Springfield at the winter weekend, talk to David Ortiz.
Yeah.
But never spoken to Jason Veritek, and I don't think we can do proper justice to the next generation of Boston sports fan as to just where Veritek stood in the pantheon of Boston sports in 2004. Like, the aftermath of that Veritek punch, the way in which that team, you know, galvanized behind him as the captain, the leader. I mean, it was basically, he was kind of like the McGinnis, maybe, of the Red Sox. Like,
mm-hmm,
a guy that was,
yeah,
larger than life, that was the enforcer that everybody had to deal with. It was his tenor, his team. He had the pulse of everything.
Yeah.
And he's been...
He may have been the last tough baseball player that there was ever. let's be honest.
A tough baseball player who was also so great with fans. Like,
yeah,
was,
yeah,
always taking the time to meet with fans, to meet with kids. He was the first baseball player, MLB player, I ever met. Eight years old, and I'll never forget.
Don't we have the photo of
you? Yeah, we do.
Oh, we should share that when
I'll get that to
you. Yeah, yeah. All right, so that is all coming up this morning from Fenway. Right now, this, though.
It's time for...
Larry Bird's not walking through that door, fans.
Would not say that I'm Mona Lisa Vito of the football world.
They
want you to cook the dinner. At least they ought to let you shop for some of the groceries.
Said it.
Wake up to Del Bambino and have me face him. Maybe I'll grill him in the eye.
They said it.
I'm just going to say it.
All right, Chime, where do you want to start when it comes to They Said It this morning?
Well, Greg, let's begin with Tyreek Hill. He was on with Kay Adams on the Up and Adams show. She was down at Miami Dolphins training camp and practice, and was she asked him about Noah Lyles in his comments, and Tyreek Hill's clapback was actually pretty good. This is what Tyreek Hill said.
Sprinter Noah Lyles, he said that Super Bowl champs should not consider themselves world champions. What do you think of that?
Noah Lyles can't say nothing after what just happened to him. You know what I'm saying? They didn't want to come out and pretend like he's sick. I feel like that's like horseradish. So for him to like do that and say that we're not world champions of like our sport says like come on, bro. Like just speak on what you know about. You know what I'm saying? And that's track.
Would you like to race him when he gets home?
I will beat Noah Lyles.
You think so?
I will beat Noah Lyles.
Like by a lot?
No, I won't beat him by a lot, but I will beat Noah Lyles.
I'd like to see that happen.
And guess what? When I beat him, I'm going to put on a COVID mask and let him know I mean business.
I mean, the dude can run, he's kind of a jackass.
Yeah, because he said the same thing about NBA players, and then I didn't watch, but I heard they won the gold medal. There's no Olympic Games for football, and I think if we sent over our best players, we'd probably be world champs.
I would expect that you would, yes. I mean, there are two versions of football, the one we play here and the one they play in Europe.
Yes.
But I think that we would fare very well.
Yeah. I think Noah Lyles has it backwards. Like, the Olympics prove, because all the players in basketball say that were competing for a gold, all are in the NBA.
Right.
Yes. So if you're coming here to play, we generally have the best players in the world. In that particular sport, and I would say in the NFL. Yes.
And the reason we don't have football in the Olympics is because it would be 100 million to zero.
Yes.
Because the Americans would kill us.
Also,
what's that?
Are we adding flag football? When it comes to LA,
I believe that they are.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But also fraudulent when if you're not going to run the what was it the 400 the, that he didn't run the
I
relay,
thought it was the yeah the, 4x1 right
the 4x1 relay if you're not going to run that because you have COVID and then you're going to be out clubbing it up that night that's fraudulent.
That is.
And if becoming a dad was an Olympic sport, Tyreek Hill would get the gold every year.
That he would.
All right. What else, Sean?
Well, Bill Belichick made his first of the season's appearance on Pat McAfee's show, and Belichick talked about playing in the preseason and may or may not have taken a couple of veiled shots at the New England Patriots. Here was Coach Belichick.
You know, if you're going to put your starting quarterback out there, you probably want to put him out there with your starting offensive line. You want to put him out there with, you know, receivers that he's going to be thrown to. So if your depth is not good at those positions at that particular point in time, maybe you got a couple of guys banged up or whatever, you know, then is it really worth it? And on top of that, you have to spend time preparing for your opponent, right? You don't know what they're going to do. So I don't think you want to play, you know, your starters for five plays. That doesn't really do any good. You want to maybe leave them out there for, you know, 20-25 plays, something like that. And then some of it, especially at the quarterback position, I think depends a little bit on the player. Like Tom always wanted to play in preseason. He always felt like, you know, I want to get more work. I want to get the live, you know, the speed of the game. I want to do that. And so, but as far as the rookies go, I think for those guys, you know, they should play and they should get a feel for the game, the speed of the pass rush, just, you know, especially I'd say some of the rookie quarterbacks this year who, you know, some of whom are a little undersized, just, you know, the height and the girth of the defensive linemen and all that. I mean, that's good for them to experience in a live game situation, you know, not just practice.
Yeah, I wonder, is he addressing that to anyone in particular? Listen.
This is the worst scenario for the Patriots. I know. On top of having to pay him $30 million to do nothing,
right.
You're paying him $30 million
to critique your coach, to critique his replacement. I'd say, but he's right.
Of course,
like, every rookie quarterback saw considerably more time than Drake May did.
And you know what I underestimated? How great it is that Tom and Bill are now good, so they each will talk about, because there was that period where they didn't mention each other. So now Tom and Bill just talk about each other at free random, and it's great because they just kill everybody else.
Yeah. Well, I don't think you want to play, you know, your starters for five plays.
That's why I said it's going to be really interesting to see what happens when they play Thursday night. Thursday night.
I mean, today they got joint practices. So
right, but even then, I still like the live bullets. I think when he references getting them live reps in a game, it'll be interesting to see the play breakdown as far as the number of reps that Drake May gets with the ones and Jacoby Brissett gets, because you have to prepare. If Jacoby Brissett is your guy, then he's got to get the majority of the reps with the ones.
Isn't the same true for Drake May, though?
Yes.
If Drake May's your guy, I mean, you have one preseason game left after Thursday, and then you're live. Like, what are you waiting for?
Right. And
see what he is. What are you waiting for?
Well, the issue is that I was talking yesterday after I banged my head on a golf cart, a very prominent former Patriot told me that the last time Drake May called a play in a huddle, he was 16. In college, they have these signs and these, like, pictures that you just point at.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You go to the wristband. He's nowhere near ready in terms of he's not going to be starting week one. There is no shot.
But
they are so far away. That's why they're handling.
But defense.
So that form, was it Ninkovich?
No.
Oh, but they, so they believe.
It rhymes with bro.
So they believe that, rhymes with bro.
So.
Oh. But so they believe, they must believe that Jacoby Brissett's going to be their starter for the first 4 or 5 weeks.
Yes.
But to his defense, to Drake May's defense, every college quarterback that has come out nowadays, no one calls plays in the huddle. I bet they're all, whether it's Caleb Williams, Jaden Daniels, none of them call their own plays.
How good did Caleb Williams look on Saturday?
The reason why is because they're saying, you're the guy.
Right.
Like, you're the guy. Go out there. I know Shine brought up Bo Nix. Bo Nix is in, where the hell's he in?
Denver.
He's in Denver. Like, you're the guy. J.J. McCarthy. You're the guy. Jaden Daniels in Washington. You're the guy. Drake May, the third overall pick in New England. Guess what? Jacoby Brissett's the guy. It just don't make sense to me, man. I don't get it. Like, Jacoby Brissett is a fine backup. But what are you doing?
Well, it's a different vibe, a different way of approaching things down there, Wiggy.
Yeah, I don't mind the change.
This is how AVP does it. This is the Alex Van Pelt method. So
By the way, Wiggy, what do you think of that? Reese reported over the weekend that it's basically Alex Van Pelt's decision.
Okay,
that he's gauging the progress of Drake May. Like,
they're trying to do it like C.J. Stroud. Like, so that's the new philosophy when it comes to a rookie quarterback.
That the offensive coordinator will tell the coach when he's ready to go into game action.
With Gerard being a defensive guy, I don't mind that approach, right? Because it's the offensive coordinator. He's around him the most. Gerard's probably focusing on a lot of other things. He's a defensive guy, so he's on that side. So Gerard might say to Alex, hey, listen, is the kid ready? And Alex says, no, he's not, or yes, he is. I just think that even in this situation, why are you playing Jacoby Brissett? Is he getting you to the playoffs? No. So get the kid as much reps as he can get. Let him play. Let him, like Bill said, get out there, see the live reps. Let him stumble. Let him get hit. All that juicy stuff. And guess what? Prepare him. So when he comes out next year to play, he goes, listen, I got plenty of experience under my belt after my rookie season.
All right. Well, that is They Said It. Quick back and forth on what they said yesterday in sports. We are at Fenway Park for day number one of the 22nd annual WEEI Nesson Jimmy Fund Radio Telethon. You can give when you call 877-738-1234. That's 877-738-1234. Or you can text and give. Just text KCANCER to 20222. That's KCANCER to 20222, and that is an automatic $25 donation to the Jimmy Fund and Dana Farber. And here is Courtney with what is trending this hour.
Andrew Raycroft joins the Greg Hill Show this morning at 9. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now, brought to you by Shaw's. The Red Sox take the first of their series with the Rangers. Final score 5-4 at Fenway. Brian Baio went six innings, giving up one run on four hits while striking out five. They've got another one with the Rangers tonight. 7:10 first pitch with Cutter Crawford getting the start. You can hang out with Joe Weil at 6:10 for the MassMutual pregame show. Then Joe Castiglione and Sean McDonough have the call in the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network right here on EEI and, as always, on the Odyssey app. The fallout from the Jaren Duran on a hot mic using a homophobic slur has been announced. He will serve a 2-game suspension without pay. The latest on Brandon Ayuk is that the Steelers' offer was $30 million short. And when it comes to trade opportunities closer to home, reports are that multiple teams have inquired about trading for Matthew Judon.
I would love to know what they mean by the $30 million short. Was he asking for $100 million? Was he asking for what? Justin Jefferson, close to what he was
guaranteed
getting?
Money.
Guaranteed money, yeah.
$100 million guaranteed.
Right, because that's what if most of these other guys, these second tier guys, are getting 75 to 80 million
guaranteed.
Guaranteed. Yeah. Is he asking for? Because Justin Jefferson got $110 million guaranteed. Is he asking for that?
It must be something, because like the 49ers, you know how the cap is real.
Uh-huh.
They somehow have the most cap space in the NFL right now.
Right.
So you have to figure the Niners don't want to lose him, and they've offered him maybe 30. You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like he's gotten a decent offer from the Niners.
Right.
But he's just so out of his tree in what he's asking for. They're like, fine, if you can find it,
right,
we'll trade you.
And I don't know. And is there, and like, even with New England and Pittsburgh, are they going to say, well, we're not going to give you $105 million?
And a second-round pick.
Right.
Shime, I don't know how you feel this morning, but last week you thought the Patriots still had a go at it.
I still believe they do. So ultimately it was one of those situations where the Patriots clearly have the best offer on the board for him. The 49ers haven't wanted to come up. The Steelers were $30 million shy of it. And the only other team that has even come close to the Patriots seems to be the Browns. And so ultimately it's going to come down to, will the 49ers get a deal done with him, or will he take the best offer on the board? And I still think that the 49ers are going to want to sign their quarterback over a wide receiver.
Well, today through Thursday at Shaw's and Star Market, ground beef and turkey are on sale. Get value pack 80% lean fresh ground beef or 93% lean Shady Brook Farms ground turkey. Just $2.77 a pound when you use the digital coupon. That's limited to 2 per customer. Shaw's and Star Market, the official supermarket of the Red Sox Radio Network. That is what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
Thank you, Courtney. A perfect day. 64 degrees right now. Sunny skies. Gorgeous sunny afternoon. High in the low 80s.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right?
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.